Well, welcome everyone. I'm Linda Hedberg, and this session is called Becoming a Coach, What You Want to Know. And some of you have registered for this call through Christian Coaching Resources, which is a website that I own, and others have registered at the Christian Coaches Network International website there, which is a professional association of Christian coaches. I am a longtime member and advocate and a supporter of Christian Coaches Network International. I'm happy to provide the service of this particular teleseminar for the purposes of helping those who are new to coaching understand it, for those who are already into coaching pick up some big picture thoughts around what you're involved in as a coach and where you might want to go. So for those of you meeting me for the first time, I started my life coaching business called Greater Purpose Coaching in 2003, and after I took my coach training. Since then, I've obtained certification through three top Christian coach training schools and become an ICF credentialed coach, and I've developed ChristianCoachingResources.com and authored a book called The Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training. And over the years, I've connected with hundreds of Christians who are thinking about becoming coaches through my book and through Christian Coaching Resources and through sessions like this and through coaching groups and individuals who wonder, is coaching for me? So this session is for you, especially if you're wondering, is coaching for me? Now, why this call? How can I help you today? Well, I love resourcing aspiring and new Christian coaches. You have questions, and you've done some research, and it isn't always easy to decipher the information you find on the web. Different people give you different and sometimes conflicting information, and sometimes the information leads to misconceptions, and sometimes it's unfortunately outright misleading. Well, I'll give you a couple of examples. When I started out in coaching, you could find in more than one place on the internet the message, become a coach. All you need is a phone and an easy chair, and money will start flooding in. And back then, there was talk of going from zero to six-figure incomes in 6 months' time, and of course, today it's seven figures. Going to this quick, accelerated, grand income while working part-time. And I'm sure it's true that a few people accomplished that. But that didn't happen for the majority of people who started out as coaches. That was in the early to mid-2000s. And since then, we all know the history of the U.S. economy and things changed dramatically. But for most who started out in coaching, not even then was it as easy as a phone and an easy chair to create floods of money. Another example of coaching and confusing information about coaching is the discussion, the marketing, and the advice about certification, credentialing of coaches, and accreditation of schools. Now, I've posted periodically at my blog stories of people who have contacted me with great disappointment, and it grieves my heart when Christians contact me after putting time and money into coach training, thinking it will get them credentials that it will not. And they have to consider whether they'll start all over again, pay even more money, and invest even more time to get the credentials that they want. You know, I have put this message out in blog posts, and I say this every time I do this particular presentation. And I am once again in the last couple of weeks just really grieved in my heart again, where in the last couple of weeks I put out a blog post about choosing coach training and having this happen to people, where they, you know, people thought they were going to ultimately get professional credentials, and they didn't get the credentials. They aren't able to get the credentials that they want with the training that they took. So I put this blog post out there again, hadn't posted on it in a while, about the fact, because two people had contacted me in like 2 days' time with these situations, and I was just like, oh, I got to put that out again, and which I did, and I instantly got an email from someone who said, you know, that same thing happened to me. And, of course, I'm going to be meeting with her this afternoon after we hang up the phone here from this particular teleseminar. It just grieves my heart. There's information out there that's confusing. So this is one of the reasons I'm really passionate about doing this particular session, becoming a coach, and providing information that will just help people choose the training that's right for them. So unfortunately, what happens is people start thinking about becoming a coach, and they hear one thing, and they get on one track, and they don't learn the options or make the plan, and they go ahead and make plans and proceed based on this misunderstood or misleading information. And I don't want that to happen to you. I want to answer your questions, possibly save you some money, some time, some heartache, and I want you to learn your options so as a believer in Christ, you can bring your options to God in prayer. No one can tell you what the right choices are for you. Only by discernment in prayer can you determine the unique path that God has called you to. So we are going to address the following five questions today. What is life coaching and how is it different from counseling? How do Christian coaches integrate faith with coaching? What about accreditation, certification, and credentialing? What does it take to start a life coaching business or ministry? And is a career or ministry in coaching right for you? So we'll start with what is life coaching and how is it different from counseling? So first, what type of coaching are we actually talking about? Professional coaching is an established professional field that has been around as such, certainly since the late 1990s. There are professional skill sets, standards, and ethics, professional credentialing, and accreditation of training programs. Often, and this is certainly true of the Christian community, the term coaching refers to something other than the professional skill sets and coaching relationships we're talking about today. So let's define coaching first, and then we'll go on to comparing it not only with counseling, but with other helping professions as well. If you're starting your professional coaching library, a great book to start with is Christian Coaching, Helping Others Turn Potential into Reality by Gary R. Collins in the second edition. Gary defines coaching like this. Coaching is the art and practice of enabling individuals and groups to move from where they are to where they want to be. Now, what does that reflect? I'll read it again. Coaching is the art and practice of enabling individuals and groups to move from where they are to where they want to be. So a coach is a collaborator, works side by side with a client, and brings structure and process to help the client's agenda for change. Specific professional skills are used to facilitate action and true change. And that change can be, I want to do something different, better, more, I want to reach out for something specific, a dream, an adventure, an idea. It's the client's idea, the client's agenda. The coach collaborates with the client, facilitates a process and structure to move forward, activating change, ideas, and dreams, and facilitating action that the client takes towards plans, goals, and vision. Now, I've mentioned that the profession has established core competencies, standards, and ethical practices. The source of these standards is the International Coach Federation, an association of professional coaches from around the world. The ICF defines coaching as partnering with clients in a thought-provoking and creative process that inspires them to maximize their personal and professional potential. If you plan to be a professional coach, I encourage you to familiarize yourself with the ICF on the web at coachfederation.org. The Christian Coaches Network International, found at christiancoaches.com, is in agreement with the ICF definition of coaching and further defines professional Christian coaching like this. Christian coaching is a professional relationship focused on empowering a person or a group to effect change, create new awareness, move into action, and step into abundant Christian life in business and personal areas. You may wonder, what does a coach do when working with a client? What skills does a coach use? A coach establishes trust and rapport, acts as a co-equal collaborator, practices active listening, and utilizes powerful questions, facilitates vision casting, assists clients in identifying resources and addressing obstacles, and focuses on client strengths. Professional coach training should train coaches in all of these areas and more. But if you have skills in these areas and you enjoy working in relationships in these ways, then coaching may be a great match for you. Let's go from what coaching is to what it is not. It is not advice giving. If you want to advise, you may want to mentor or disciple or take a consultative role. A coach doesn't say to clients, "Here's what I think you should do." A coach does not tell clients what to do. So let's look at the life coaching comparison tool next. You may have gotten that when you registered for this session, or you may have, if you did not, you can go to ChristianCoachingResources.com/explore now. That's ChristianCoachingResources.com/explore now. You'll find a download of the presentation handout called Becoming a Coach Presentation Handout. So you can go ahead and grab that, as well as the Life Coaching Comparison Tool, which is what we're about to talk about. While you're there at my website, again, just to remind you that if you are resonating with the information that I'm giving you today and you want to stay connected with me, especially if you came to this session through Christian Coaches Network International, I don't have your name. I don't have your email address to stay in touch with you unless you sign up and at that website. So please go ahead and do that. But you also don't have to do that in order, if you don't want to, because you can just go ahead and grab the Life Coaching Comparison Tool. And as you do that, we're going to talk about right now using the Life Coaching Comparison Tool. Ultimately, we're going to talk about comparing life coaching to counseling or therapy. And if you take a look at that document, you'll see that it is a matrix. Sorry there, I was just coughing for a moment. All right, so let's take a look at the Life Coaching Comparison Tool, this matrix, and take a look at how it works. You can see across the top that there are five different types of helping roles across the top of that matrix. And then on the left, you'll see the comparison categories. Go ahead and start by just taking a look at we'll acknowledge why it is that coaching and counseling get confused or get, you know, kind of thought of as possibly the same thing, or what could the difference be. And it, of course, looks very similar because it's a one-on-one conversation, sometimes with groups, but one-on-one conversation or group conversation in a professional context. Coaching is oftentimes done by the phone, but sometimes in person, whereas counseling is done in person as well. But, you know, it just can look the same. You're having, you know, conversations about life, personal things going on. And so sometimes, you know, it just looks kind of similar to counseling, but it is very different. Take a look on the matrix as what is the role of life coaching versus counseling. And let's talk about counseling first. A counselor provides clinical expertise and facilitates a healing process. You know, typically in most states in the U.S. and in many parts of across the globe, professional counselors, you know, have graduate level training, doctorates, et cetera, with the approach of clinical healing, facilitating a healing process. There's licensing required and regulations, and because really what counselors are doing are facilitating a healing process. Coaches are not facilitating healing processes. Now, that doesn't mean that no healing happens in coaching, because certainly even as believers, I think we acknowledge that, you know, healing happens in many different contexts. And so certainly healing can happen in coaching, but that's not the goal or the focus. That's maybe an awesome byproduct of it, but that's not the goal or the focus. A coach is a collaborator. If you look at the role on the matrix there, the comparison, the description of the role, a coach is a collaborator who provides structure and process to an agenda set by the client. And it's a different focus, a different methodology with coaching versus counseling. Take a look at desired outcome on the matrix. With counseling, again, there's a focus on past, healing the past, dealing with pain, resolving things, bringing resolution to the past so that the present can be, in the present, a client can feel whole and begin to feel resourceful and hopeful and able to move forward. So the desired outcome is healing and restoration. With the focus of coaching is really the future. So coaching clients are already healthy. They are able, they're resourceful, they're able to take a look and have hope for the future and move forward. And the desired outcome is really action toward meaningful goals. So there are really distinct differences, and some of those distinct differences are ethical, with legal implications in, like I said, most states and many areas across the globe. So that's a really important thing to pay attention to. I'm going to stop for just a moment and ask if there are any questions at this point. Anyone have any questions? Some of you are on mute. If you're on mute and you want to ask a question, you want to hit star 6 so that I can hear you. We can all hear you. Anyone have questions at this point? All right. Well, y'all know that I'm going to be available for questions afterwards, and when you so you're able to, you know, hang on to those questions, and I'll answer more. But let's just keep going here. All right. So coaching is for people who are healthy enough to move forward. So it's not counseling. Those folks have hope and resources in order to move forward. It's not appropriate for coaches to work with those who need counseling. It's not appropriate based on ethical standards of the coaching profession, and especially in the U.S., not appropriate based on regulations that can be different from state to state that require counselors to have licenses and counseling to be done by trained, licensed counselors. Now, there are many great, distinctly different, effective ways to help people. And I'm not saying that coaching is necessarily better than any of these other ways. There's all these awesome ways to help people on this matrix. Also, like one that we haven't mentioned is just general pastoral care. A lot of pastors, they just take from all of these roles that are listed here on the coaching comparison tool, all of these role descriptions, and integrate that into pastoral care. So certainly every one of these roles is important, has great effect in the specific situations and times when they're needed. But I do want you to note that coaching brings a distinctly different way of helping that can be very powerful and very helpful. And knowing what coaching is and how it's different from other helping relationships is essential to helping you make sure that it's a good match for you. All right. The next question we're going to deal with is, how do Christians do coaching in business or ministries? And to answer this first of all, we're going to consider, how do Christians do coaching We're moving on to the question, how do Christians integrate faith and coaching? Okay, we're moving on to that bigger question, but first I'm going to answer how do Christians do coaching in business or ministries. In business, coaches often work as solo entrepreneurs, you know, part-time or full-time. And some create, but also some create ministries commonly modeled after a solo entrepreneurial coaching business. It may be a nonprofit business. Some take coach training for ministry to integrate into their current ministry roles. Certain pastors and church staff, but also lay leaders, such as those in women's ministry and men's ministry, working with teens, you can, for example, in those groups, you could take some coach training, and then you would be able to, it would enhance the way you can serve people and the way that you can powerfully help people grow. Some Christian coaches have employment as internal coaches, for example, in large ministry large ministry organizations or large corporations. So they might be employees of those organizations, and their job is coaching. They may coach internal employees, and they may coach clients. So that's a possibility for for your coaching career. There are not a lot of jobs like that, but those jobs do exist. And then some consultants take coach training to enhance their skills within their consulting businesses. So how do solo entrepreneurs work as coaches? You know, what do we do? And in answering this, I'll focus primarily, you know, what do we do as coaches? And like I said, I'll focus primarily on solo entrepreneurs, because oftentimes the most questions are there. You know, as solo entrepreneurs, we coach one-on-one, in person or over the phone. Sometimes we coach groups also in person or over the phone. Other work that we do includes things like possibly teaching, teleseminars like what I'm doing today, or in-person workshops, writing books, communicating by social media, blogging, creating and offering products such as video, audio, as well as all the other activities of owning and managing a business. Coaches with profitable businesses often use a multiple streams of income business model, which is gaining income from coaching, but also from things like writing, speaking, products, etc. But how do we integrate our faith in coaching? Well, some of us are Christian coaches and label ourselves as Christian coaches, and others of us are coaches who are Christians. And some are very open and market themselves as Christian coaches, and others do not market themselves with the label Christian coach. Now, typically, those who market as Christian coaches are reaching out to a target market of Christians. So example of those target markets might be Christian women who are empty nesters or Christian professionals in sales. So there would be an open, acknowledged, spiritual, you know, Christian faith-based context. Or some coaches are Christians, but they're not marketing as Christians, like perhaps a career coach who markets themselves, a Christian who's a career coach who markets himself or herself as a career coach. It's just a career coaching business, and as a result, they're coaching believers, they're coaching non-believers. Whether you say you're a Christian or not, that is certainly up to you. Some training actually says you have to, and then other training leaves it wide open for you. Those of us who are Christians, who are coaches, and those of us that call ourselves Christian coaches are very similar behind the scenes, and we also have differences to secular coaches. As Christians, we pray for ourselves and our clients, and when we pray, we're not praying to the universe, we're praying to the God of the universe. We share many skills and approaches with secular coaches, but certainly have significant differences as well. For example, even non-believing Christian coaches can believe that all are created with purpose, but as Christians, we believe that God is the creator. And also, as Christians, we believe that our clients can discover what they need from within, like secular coaches. But we believe our clients make their discoveries not because they are so brilliant in and of themselves, but because they are a brilliant creation of God. And if they are believers, they have God's Spirit within them. Now let's go back to the definition of coaching from Gary Collins. Coaching is the art and practice of enabling individuals and groups to move from where they are to where they want to be. He does add his definition of Christian coaching, and it reads this way. Coaching is the art and practice of enabling individuals and groups to move from where they are to where God wants them to be. And that is my hope, whether my client is a believer or not. We're going to move on to the question, what about accreditation, certification, and credentialing? But first, let me define the terms. So in the U.S., accreditation refers to schools. So schools are accredited. Certification and credentialing refers to individuals. So I have my certification or I have my credentials. Now, as the author of The Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training, the most asked question I hear from aspiring and new Christian coaches is, do I need certification? And the answer is, it depends on your situation. It depends on your vision. Knowing what you want to do will determine your need for certification and credentialing. But there are some things that are really important to know as you look for certification and credentialing. And that is that anyone can pull together training of any sort and can give you a certification or a credential. So I can do this. I can invite you to my house Friday night and Friday evening, and then maybe again I'll come back all day Saturday and we can discuss coaching. And then I can give you a certified life coach title. And likewise, I can call my training accredited by a variety of random accrediting agencies, many of whom have nothing to do with professional coaching. I can even accredit myself. In other words, I can accredit the training that we do on Friday night and Saturday night, or Saturday during the day. I can say, oh, my training is accredited because I said so, okay? So if you determine you need or want certification or credentials, make sure that you know exactly what you need or want. Now, I highly recommend that you consider a third-party credentialing for yourself and third-party accreditation for the training that you are taking. So what does that mean, third party? Third party is an organization that's not the training school itself. It's a separate organization that has defined coaching and has some standards and ethical practices and some definitions and saying here's how we evaluate in order to accredit this particular training school. So it's a third party. It's outside. It's not like the school itself or the trainer himself or herself accrediting themselves and their program. It's a third party. Hopefully that makes sense. So what are the third parties? If you want professional certification or credentialing, if you want training that's accredited, look for ICF credentialing and accreditation. From ICF is the International Coach Federation. And again, they're at coachfederation.org. The ICF is not a coach training school. They're a large international organization of professional coaches that over the years they've set standards and definitions of coaching for the profession, core coaching competencies. They accredit training programs as an outside accrediting agency, and they accredit training programs that teach professional core coaching competencies. So if you pursue credentials with ICF, you will be evaluated in three main ways. These are just the three main ways. You'd apply giving them information so that they can see that you have taken approved training with curriculum that addresses 11 core competencies. It's either pre-approved or accredited training, or it's training that does meet their standards that they're willing to evaluate for you and tell you, yes, this does meet our standards. The second thing is that you've had some mentor coaching from a credentialed, experienced coach, specifically related to your coaching skills and how they align up with the core competencies. And then thirdly, that you have, you'll give them evidence of actual coaching clients, coaching experience. And one of the ways that they do that is you submit a recording, depending on the level of credential you're applying for. You submit one or two recordings, which are evaluated to determine whether or not you are coaching at the level that meets the standards for that particular credential. So there are three levels of credentials, and for the first level of credential, the training required is to be 60 hours of training. That is 80% live voice-to-voice training. So it's not audio, it's not video recordings, it's live in real time. You can have voice-to-voice conversation with the instructor, like what we're doing today. And 10 hours of mentor coaching with an ICF credential coach, and 75 hours of coaching experience. That's where you're coaching, working with 8 different clients, and documented to include coaching agreements with your clients. So don't take my word for it. Never take the word of the school itself. You want to go to coachfederation.org, which is the ICF website, to just confirm there that if you want an approved or accredited program, that they are in fact listed there currently as approved or accredited. Don't take my word for it or the word of even your school. Again, go to coachfederation.org and see what is the requirement for this credential that I want. How many hours of training? How many hours? Make sure you're up to date on what's current. It does occasionally change and up from here to there, but you want to make sure that you are well in touch with the information if that's the credential you want. And if you think you might want a credential 1 year, 2 year, 5 years down the road, it is really a good idea to get familiar with that website right now today. So you know, again, what is the vision? Where are you going to go? How are you going to get there? And you have that information to plan ahead and take a path that actually is going to accomplish that for yourself. All right. Now, if your vision includes wanting a professional credential that is awarded based on industry standards and includes a Christian faith-based evaluation, look to the Christian Coaches Network International, because CCNI is the only place you can get this type of professional third-party credential within a Christian context. CCNI's definitions and competencies and standards are aligned with ICF, but they also integrate faith-based requirements into the evaluation process. Your vision may include this type of credential instead of the ICF credential or in addition to the ICF credential. And it's not uncommon at all for coaches to have more than one credential. So you want to go to the CCN website for their details, and you'll find that at christiancoaches.com. Now, if you want to find coach training programs that align with these standards, I suggest getting my book, The Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training. It's a unique resource that will help you choose the training that is right for you. You can find it at christiancoachtrainingguide.com. That's christiancoachtrainingguide.com. I have a special offer for those on the call today. Just to let you know, this book is available on Amazon in hardcover at $29. It's available as an ebook at my website for $19, but you can get it for half price today If you go ahead and go to ChristianCoachTrainingGuide.com, get the complete guide to Christian Coach Training for half price. And also, there's a bonus book right now, which is brand new. It's called Becoming a Coach, Wisdom from Leaders in Christian Coach Training. So you get both of these books for just half the price of the complete guide to Christian Coach Training. That will help you. I'll tell you a little bit more about it before we hang up, but that will help those of you who are sorting through training options. Now, hopefully you've heard me say in the beginning that whether or not you pursue professional credentialing or choose an ICF-approved training program is unique to the vision God's given you. My book also features other excellent coach training programs that aren't ICF-accredited, but what will support what you believe God wants you to do. So my personal example involves the biggest contract I've gotten to date in my 13 years as a coach. It was important that I took ICF-accredited training. On the other side of the continuum would be, for example, if you only plan to coach in ministry at your local level in your church, in your lay ministry, you may not have to get certified. Most importantly, what you need to do is know where you want to go with this coaching idea. Like, know your vision, be clear in your vision, and then choose excellent training to match. If you don't know where you want to go and you don't know your vision, work with a coach to flesh out your vision. I coach aspiring and new coaches to develop and implement vision, and you can find other coaches who do the same at Christian Coaches Network International website, ChristianCoaches.com. Now, what does it take to start a life coaching business or ministry? I'm going to highlight four things. First of all, training. And it will be no surprise to you that as the author of The Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training, I will tell you that training is important. And I recommend that you start there. Secondly, you need an entrepreneurial spirit. Now, many coaches aren't natural entrepreneurs, but if you're going to start a life coaching business or ministry, it won't be a choice. Now, whether it comes naturally to you or not, you will be acting as an entrepreneur. This can be learned. Now, I had to learn it myself because this isn't natural to me, and I feel like I learn it anew every day. But if you want to know what it takes, this is something to be very aware of so that you can knowingly take on this challenge. So the third thing it takes is hard work. So really not at all as easy as a phone in an easy chair. Being a business owner, it requires all the aspects of doing business. You may not be passionate about all of what it takes, but it takes time and there's hard work. It is absolutely very rewarding work, and most of us find energy in the passion we experience through coaching. So it is rewarding, but it is hard work. And then finally, I think it's really important to have a calling or leading from God. It takes a calling, this calling and leading, in order to continue to help you know where you're going and to help motivate you to keep going. It's really the key. And, you know, for those that need it to help pull them along, this is very, very important. And then on the flip side, in terms of starting out, you don't want to jump ahead of a calling or leading from God. I do know that there are people that are, you know, opposite of what I just said of myself, who may be natural entrepreneurs, and you may naturally really want to help people. And as a result, you know, those things might motivate you to just jump into something before you have that calling or leading from God. So just pay attention to God's direction. That is just so key. To going forward and being successful in creating a life coaching business or ministry. All right, the question, is a career or ministry in coaching right for you? Or you're asking, is it right for me? So at this point, it won't surprise you that my answer is that I can't answer this for you. And I don't believe anyone else can answer that question for you, and I want to caution you. People want to sell you. They want to sell you their training program. They want to sell you their marketing program. They want to sell you their online community. You know, coaching is an amazing, fantastic job. As I've said, it's very rewarding, and I've seen people be successful and thrive due to their hard work, their tenacity, and their passion to fulfill a vision. And I've seen people put time and money and heart into it, and they have not been able to make it work for a variety of reasons. If you believe that God has given you a vision, then that's the indication of what to do and where to go. But my straight-out advice is don't quit your day job or sell the farm to begin a full-time coaching business without being really, really clear of that specific directive from God. And even if He is telling you to create that coaching business, listen very carefully about when to quit your day job or sell the farm. You know, you very well may need that income while you're building your coaching business. And if you don't have a complete vision, well, that's fine. But use the wisdom and that God's given you. Rely on prayer and rely on direction from God. So determine if coaching is right for you based on your vision. So based on, if you think of the quote of Stephen Covey, start with the end in mind. Start with the end in mind. But that's also scriptural, right? Without vision, people perish. It's Proverbs 29:18. So what do you believe God wants you to do? And what does that look like? And what would it take to get there? Would coach training and establishing a coaching business or ministry accomplish what you believe God wants you to do? So work with a coach to discover, establish, or clarify your vision. And as I've mentioned, that could be working with me, or you can find other coaches at Christian Coaches Network International as well at christiancoaches.com. In any case, make sure you are identifying a vision and matching up your training and expectations for your coaching or career or ministry with your vision. Now, I'm going to be wrapping up, and we're going to be going into the final Q&A with those who are live on the call. But first, I want to share some things about Christian Coaches Network International. How can you learn more about coaching and determining your next steps? And Christian Coaches Network International can be a part of that. First, I highly recommend becoming a part of this professional community. By becoming a member, going to their website and checking out the first level membership is the associate membership. It's only $79 for an annual fee. I am a longtime member, and I have developed relationships through Christian Coaches Network International that have contributed to the impact and success of my work as a coach. I naturally love community. I love connections. I love what we can do together as believers when we come together with, you know, like minds and like hearts as believers and with an interest in coaching. I love all of that. But also, I really have made partnerships that have contributed to the success of my business and my work as a coach, and have experienced opportunities and joint partnerships and that kind of thing through people that I've met with the Christian Coaches Network International over the years. Also, there's excellent training at least once a month, but more than once a month. There are really excellent trainings that are offered. And then just within the last month, there was a three-day conference with almost 30 presentations, over 20 presenters. It was just amazing virtual conference, just packed with information. So there are a lot of really excellent things that the Christian Coaches Network International is doing and offering, and great connections as a catalyst and conduit of Christian coaching. So go to ChristianCoaches.com and check out that membership, stay in contact with them, and then just take advantage of showing up on the line. Another thing you can do is you can go ahead and, you know, just find people in the Christian Coaches. There's a registry, Find a Coach there, and maybe you can find people in your area, or maybe you can find, you know, people that are interest you that you can just connect with over the phone and learn about what they're doing and possibly create friendships, partnerships, ministry partnerships, business partnerships. So that is something that I definitely encourage you to do. Also, for next steps, as I mentioned, if you want more information and help choosing coach training, go to ChristianCoachTrainingGuide.com, which is where you find my book, The Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training. At that website as well, there's options for explore coaching, self-paced video course, as well as a consulting package with me if you want that kind of thing. If you could use ongoing coaching for your vision in any of the areas I've addressed, the next step for working with me is to email me and request a scheduled phone conversation about the possibility of working together. And also, you can, as I've said, go to ChristianCoaches.com to find other skilled, compassionate, professional Christian coaches who will serve you as well. I will stop the recording shortly and open up for questions for those who are live on the conversation. But before I do that, I want to thank everyone for joining me for this call. For those listening on the recording as well, thank you for joining me. This is Linda Hedberg, and you can reach out to me by email at coachlinda@christiancoachingresources.com.